Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a new song from U2. You're the Best Thing About Me from Songs of Experience, which the rumor is December 1st will get a release date. They haven't officially announced that, but I read that in a couple places this morning. Jane did an interview with Bono.
Should I get her?
Yeah, we'll have her in right now. We can talk to her about that. That's going to go up at RadioAlice.com.
What? You guys, Jane's coming in? I'm not ready.
But this part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
That's right, everyone. If you go to the Radio Alice website right now, you'll see on the front page, Britt and I are doing an event. What are we doing the event for? For the firefighters, for the police officers, and for paramedics all suffering from post-traumatic stress. It's the SF Stair Climb. It's actually this Saturday at 555 California Street. Britt and I will be running 1,197 stairs. And for those of you that can't run and can't compete, we'd love for you to contribute to our campaign. Right now, Britt and I are in first place. Thank you to everyone that's contributed. We're at $10,000. But the firefighters have a goal of $100,000. And right now, overall, with all the teams, we're at $74,000. So any money you could contribute would be great. If you can't climb, contributing to us is like doing a virtual climb. So go to RadioAlice.com, click on the badass picture of me and Bryn holding hands, me leaning back.
It's a weird picture.
And it's an easy way to contribute there. RadioAlice.com, SF Stair Climb.
Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Jane, Vinny, clear a section for you in the main studio. It's weird that, come in here. I mean, you did all that work.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He got it all cleaned up for you, Jane.
None of that is true. I'm always
sitting here. He wanted you to be in here near him.
Neatly and organized. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So you interviewed Bono.
The Edge.
Oh, you interviewed The Edge. All right.
Well, those are different guys.
They are. Same band, different guys.
Same band, different guys. The last time that they had new music, Bono was the one that called in, and I think that they do kind of like round robin things where now it's The Edge's turn. So I was on the air yesterday. They posted on their Facebook yesterday, okay, all the internet chatter is to come to a close. Our new music drops tomorrow. So we knew we were getting the song today. And then I got a call at like 5 o'clock yesterday saying, The Edge is doing some interviews. Do you want to talk to him tomorrow? And I was like, I do. Yes, please. And thank you. So I dragged my ass out of bed this morning and he called to talk about the new song.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
You just talked to him?
Oh, yeah. I did it like an hour ago. An hour and a half ago.
And how was that?
Yeah, I got up at 4:30.
Oh.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I know.
Oh, you poor thing.
As soon as I said it to you, I was like,
I was already on my way to work.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because I take the Bay Bridge, I was so worried about traffic, and I just couldn't be stressed out about it, and it was still already heavy at like 6 a.m. But the whole personal curiosity that I had about them, and this is something that like you, Vinny, and I have actually even talked about before in the past, is that they have been the biggest band in the world for so long.
Right.
And they still go for it. Like, they are still hungry for it, and they still do the work. The Edge doesn't have to be calling me.
No.
He doesn't have to be doing this
They're
work.
They're U2.
They're U2. They could be sitting on their own private island somewhere.
Right.
But they still do all the stuff, and they still want it. And it's so cool, and I'm so curious about the motivation of that. Like, what does The Edge still get off on that makes him get up and call radio stations.
They still love the audience. They still love doing live shows. The video that played for the first, is it for this song?
Are you talking about the Blackout? Because they did a teaser single for the Blackout, and now this one is
So that one is a live performance, and you just see them. That's their element right there, live.
100%. And so we just had a really cool talk about that and just about what it is that goes into U2 putting together new music, especially because that's got to be nerve-wracking for them, even after all this time. And he said that they are such perfectionists and they're so hard on themselves that they adjusted the mix of this song that you guys just played last week.
Oh.
Like, literally, they were fine-tuning it until the day that they sent it out.
No wonder they don't know when the record's going to come out.
Literally. That's what he said. He was so, like, you wonder why we don't know when the whole thing's going to be
out. Are you going to air that in your show today, or is it only going to be at Radio Alice?
I'm going to play it at in the 5 o'clock hour when I play the song, okay. and then I'll post it at Radio Alice, too.
Well, Jane, you're playing a game.
Oh, I never get to see you sing it in person.
Oh,
I
didn't even go for it.
Oh, you got to see her go for it. She gets, like, a chin wobble.
Oh, I'm so
excited. Jane, you're playing a game called... Call hard to get by its real name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Jane.
Poor Jane doesn't know what to do while this is happening. She's
it is weird when,
like,
someone sings at you.
I'm dancing.
Yikes. You're done.
You never can win, Jane.
I got the keyboards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Key. It has to happen.
Every time.
It's weird to say it. Usually I just sort of close my eyes and go for it. But looking at Jane, I was just like, that sparkly eyeshadow, those red lips. I'm actually a little nervous. I want to perform.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, thank you and congrats on your wonderful interview
with
Ed.
Thank you. From the that was Michael Franti's story.
Yeah.
It's not Ed, it's the Edge.
It's not Ed.
Thank you.
I am. Imagine that even if you're the Edge from U2, you've got a mortgage.
Sure.
And so some of that is just, yeah, man, I mean, we're rich, but we have...
We need to keep this boat afloat.
Tons of real estate all over the world that needs to be paid for.
Thing he... I've heard, speaking of mortgages with him, I want to say he, like, invested in some... I can't even remember, like a $200 million property or some crazy thing. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Hey, guys, Sasquatch was, as soon as you said that, I'm like, there was something.
I'm sure there is something.
Some property. It went, like, didn't go well. So in Hollywood, for years, there has been a rumor that Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes are an item.
Yeah.
And until now... There has never been any PDA photos. There's never, you know, occasionally they'd be in the same place, but they'd never see them, like, so we have a shot of them holding hands on the beach.
Here's the
down
thing.
The beach,
I read this article this morning, and way, way back, there was a picture of them dancing at some charity event,
right,
which started the whole rumor
mill.
But that was just charity, and it was just a, and they've excused it away this whole time for so long. That it's shocking hanging out.
So it took, they're saying it took 4 years, but they finally had a little PDA Monday in Malibu, hand in hand in the sand. Tom Cruise, who she was married to at the time, did a movie with Jamie Foxx called Collateral Damage.
Yes.
Or Collateral.
Just Collateral, yeah.
Apparently they got on really well, and Jamie was coming by the house, and...
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, they were friends.
And Jamie got on
and
really well.
So Katie got on well with Jamie as
they
real
presented
well.
At the Video Music Awards together, or the MTV Movie Awards. It was a really, really funny moment.
So their Hollywood nickname is Jam Cat.
Yeah.
Really?
Cool. That's a cool name.
Katie was seen with a ring on her finger in March of 2016. Jamie Foxx's rep said, it's not from him. It wasn't me. A year before that, Jamie denied they were a thing. They say the secret was no secret to a lot of people in Hollywood, but now it's, I mean, I guess this is official. Here's the couple shots of them. Is that like, what is that, a little can of Red Bull she's carrying? I'm not sure what she's
gotten
in her hand, but
I feel like we had heard something that in the divorce contract, she could not publicly go out with anybody for 5 years.
Oh, you don't have that part of the story?
They got divorced.
I do remember hearing that.
I read that this morning. So the deal in the story is that her contract, the divorce contract, was because they wanted the divorce done quickly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They pulled it off in 10 days.
They did.
She
I remember it being.
Very specific rules from him,
mm-hmm,
and she gave very specific rules back. So the rule back to him was, our daughter is to go nowhere near your religion.
Right.
Ever. And that was part of the reason why she held up her end of the bargain.
Mm-hmm.
So Suri didn't end up going anywhere near Scientology, and she wasn't allowed to show any kind of relationship publicly or have anyone linked up with her, with the kid, for 5 years.
Right.
And it was all in writing.
How old is that kid now?
I don't know. But she also got a $5 million. It was like a $4.5 million set of money for the child and $5 million for herself.
Uh-huh.
And all of that was also going to be held to her holding up her end of the bargain,
right.
Which seems low considering
really?
Right. How much that dude's worth.
Right.
You'd think he could cut that check. Like
maybe she was like, I'll take less.
Yeah.
I need to get out.
Suri's 11 now.
Wow.
And supposedly they haven't seen each other in years.
Her and Tom.
Her and Tom.
I have heard various reports that they speak on the phone kind of on a regular basis. Mm. But yeah, you never ever see pictures of them together. And so, I mean, I don't really know how someone can walk away from their kid like that. But, you know, we're not in that. I'm sure they have some kind of relationship. I mean, I'm not even sure about that. I shouldn't have said I'm sure. They probably have some kind of relationship that's really none of our beeswax. And of course, if we found out anything, we'd tell you all about it. There is a concert for Charlottesville. It's called that. A Concert for Charlottesville, An Evening of Music and Unity. The Dave Matthews Band has announced that they are hosting this. Pharrell Williams, Justin Timberlake, Chris Stapleton, Ariana Grande, Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes, The Roots, Cage the Elephant, they've all been announced. Special guests are also expected. The concert will be free for members of the Charlottesville and University of Virginia communities through an online request process. And it looks like the donations are going to the they're encouraged to donate to the Concert for Charlottesville Fund, but you can also request tickets if you want to attend and aren't in the area. The concert is going to take place on Sunday, September 24th at UVA's Scott Stadium in Charlottesville.
Wow. There's a lot of hands out right now, aren't there?
There are so many. We're included in that, actually. We have our hands out for, well, for Human Stair Climb and for the... We have a Carlos Santana signed guitar that today, tomorrow, and Friday, until from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., the bids are open. We're at $2,000 mm-hmm. right now. You need to call us, 800-400-3697. $100 increment. So anybody who's got $2,100 they want to cough up for that can get in the running. Right now it's Kathy from the Sex 5-0. Pharma bro, Martin Shkreli.
This guy stinks.
Oh, I hate him so much. just a month after being convicted of securities fraud, he is selling off his one-of-a-kind Wu-Tang Clan album. He is the guy who bought that album that they said it's for sale to one person. You can't. I think that you couldn't reproduce it.
Right. There were
rules.
I'm
not even sure if you can play it publicly. But anyway, he bought it 2 years ago for $2 million. He listed the sole copy of the CD Once Upon a Time in Shaolin on eBay Tuesday night for a starting price of $1. Within an hour, the bidding was at $55,000 and 100 offers.
So is that some tax move? If he sells it for almost no money, he can write it off.
He is notorious for jacking up the price of a life-saving drug for AIDS patients by 5,000%. Wasn't he also the guy who put the EpiPen up? Or was that just another company?
I remember the EpiPen story. Yeah. I don't know if he was behind that, though.
He says he's going to give half the proceeds from the auction to medical research. He also, I guess, Ghostface Killah blasted him as a fake-ass supervillain. And he bought it in $2 million for $2 million in 2015 auction. The only one sold. He couldn't play it commercially for 88 years, but he could play it during parties. He broadcast tracks to celebrate Donald Trump's election victory, played them after his conviction in early August of defrauding investors in what prosecutors described as an $11 million Ponzi-style scheme, which he bizarrely called a victory, even though now he's facing 20 years in prison. So his status is the most hated man in America.
Hmm.
Martin Shkreli is... Congratulations. Pharma bro. He is selling his $2 million Wu-Tang Clan album on eBay. Can you see if you can find that listing? Because I guess as of yesterday, it was at $55,000, but I'm sure it's higher than that. If I was in the Wu-Tang Clan, I'd be trying to buy that thing back.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage of Game of Thrones.
Play the music.
We can't find the music.
Dun, dun, dun,
oh,
dun,
you mean
dun,
the...
Dun, dun, dun. What music are you thinking about?
His punk rock band called Wizzy. We searched high and low. There are pictures.
Oh, I thought I heard some on Facebook yesterday.
I didn't hear any. We looked. Yeah. Right? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing popped up. Let me see if I can... I'll do some deeper...
He used to be in a punk band called Wizzy back in the 1990s, and a bunch of photos have surfaced online of this. He was an aspiring musician, vocals, and I guess he played the cornet. Isn't that a horn? For Wizzy. That's the name of the band.
The
Wizzy.
What?
The cornet. Isn't that like a trumpety, like almost like a cross between a French horn and a trumpet? A cornet?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't even know, but I don't know
Pull
many punk bands that...
Yeah,
I
it
think
looks like
Fear
there were...
used to have a trumpet that was loud and obnoxious, but I don't remember any...
Yeah, it looks like there's a few pictures of him. He wears... It looks just like him. Same exact dude.
Oh, there's
he's
a cornet.
Got photos here and there. Oh, there's some funny pictures in here, but this is
looks like a hoity-toity trumpet.
There are photos, no concert footage, but now that the word is out, I'm sure that they'll
pop up.
I'm sure they'll be popping up. There's some pretty fun here. You can look through the pictures of him in Wizzy if you'd like. But that's what he was doing before he was on Game of Thrones.
Wu-Tang Clan 99,100.
Oh, that's what it's at right now.
There's pictures of him him playing the cornet. Just
oh.
Yeah. I'll post, I found a link that has all the pictures. I'll post it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Thank you, Hooman.
These guys don't look that punk to me.
Maybe they're more ska or something. I mean, if they've got a bunch of horns in the band. There's a few.
It's not really cool for people to call their music punk just because they suck. I mean, if that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah, I don't know if they suck or not. We haven't heard. I would love to hear some Wizzy. Yeah. I have to have something out there somewhere. Queen frontman Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
They are going to do a movie called Bohemian Rhapsody. And he is going to be played by Rami Malek, who is the Mr. Robot guy. And they have released the first photo of Rami. And it's amazing, as Freddie Mercury. He is actually going to be using his voice in some of this. I guess, I mean, I don't know of him as a singer. He's an actor, but he says basically he's hanging out in Abbey Roads, not working on his acting, working on his singing,
right,
is what I assume.
Well,
he says that we're going to use Freddie as much as possible and use myself as much as possible, but there's also going to be a sound-alike who's going to fill in some of the gaps if he can't pull it off. So they say it's not a traditional biopic, a story honoring the music. It won't just be the dark Freddie story, but that will also be honored. It's about collaboration. It's a celebration.
Well, wasn't that the first story was that the story ends with him dying and people feel like, how do you make a movie out of that?
Right.
It's going to end awful.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to
bring your tissues.
Find a way to present that right. doesn't just leave you... So here's devastated at the end.
Here's the first shot of him as Freddie Mercury, Rami Malek.
Oh, he looks really good.
He looks fantastic. It would have been, that picture came out yesterday on Freddie Mercury's, would have been his 71st birthday.
Well, this is the outfit, the one you'd know, the tank top, tight jeans.
Yep. The release date looks like it's a year from Christmas. December 25th, 2018, it says here. And that's really, they're just now talking about the history of the band.
It's neat how much goes into those films, huh?
It is.
So
it's really
years away and the guy's already locked in a studio trying to figure it out.
Right. He just looks amazing. Serena Williams.
Yeah.
She just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
This story has nothing to do with the baby.
Oh.
This is about her stepmother.
Her stepmother.
How old is Serena Williams?
She's about 40, 35.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has a 38-year-old stepmother.
Oh. Huh.
Wait, how old?
38.
Oh.
Her name is Lakeisha Juanita Williams.
All right.
She's married to Richard Williams, who is 75 years old. That's her dad and her stepmom, who's her age. They're breaking up. They have a kid together, so she's got a half, I think, a boy. so like a half brother, from her dad and this woman.
How old's the boy?
They were married 7 years, so somewhere in that range.
Dude,
I guess.
Is 75. Good for him.
Yeah. So she hates her stepmother and ordered the woman to vacate the family home immediately or she'll change the locks. I guess that this woman, Lakeisha, has gone to court to try to stop Richard Williams from throwing her out on the street. They filed...
Under what grounds?
Yeah, I don't know. That she has a kid and needs shelter.
Looks like the kid might be 5 this year.
All right. So he filed for divorce. Serena Williams' dad filed for divorce from 38-year-old Lakeisha back in June. Lakeisha claims that he ordered her out of the home where they lived, a home that is owned apparently by Serena Williams. Lakeisha says Serena's team fired off legal demands requesting she and the child vacate the home and threatened to change the locks. She is refusing to budge and has filed an emergency motion begging the court for the sale of another property that she says she and Richard own together because she needs some money. Put a roof over her and her kid's head. She's also concerned that Richard Williams, Serena's dad, has health issues and could die. And if that happens, his fortune could be tied up for years while the courts decide who gets what. She needs money right now. So that's a fun family scenario.
You know, I don't know that dude's whole story, but he is one of the best tennis coaches of all time. He raised 2 phenomenal tennis players.
Didn't Venus just win some huge thing?
Yeah, and so Serena's not there and Venus is winning.
Right. Mm.
And when Serena's there, she wins most times.
Right.
Pretty incredible.
It is. What's going up in the news, Ben?
Hold on.
Okay.
I hid everything from Jane when she walked in here, so give me 1 second,
all
please.
All right, let's have a... how long it takes. He
threw everything on the ground.
Threw everything on the ground.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Why are you on the ground?
Because everything's on the ground.
He's all, hold on. I just realized I don't know because everything's on the ground.
The best place to raise a family.
Oh, that's interesting.
Where'd they get the name cottage cheese? A nurse is suspended for some tomfoolery.
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is sponsored by Amazon. Go to RadioAlice.com right now and check out the photographs we have up of the Carlos Santana signed guitar. We're auctioning that off to help the people of Houston and the surrounding areas. The Houston Food Bank is going to be the recipient of any money that we make for this guitar. We started the bidding this morning at $500, and we're up to $2,000. Is Kathy still our leader, you guys?
She is, yes, yes. We're following closely, monitoring every phone call that comes in. Yeah, we're on it, and Kathy is still leading $2,000.
All right, we're going up in $100 increments, so if you have $2,100 and you want this guitar, call 800-400-3697. The bidding for today closes at 9 o'clock. We're going to do it again tomorrow and on Friday, raise the most possible money that we can for the Houston Food Bank, 6 to 9 today, tomorrow, and Friday. The guitar, you can check it out. It's beautiful. Carlos signed it yesterday when he was here in the studio and was noodling around on it. So it's Paul Reed Smith is the guy who does his guitars for him. And so this is it's a beautiful guitar. It's like a silvery gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. And thanks to Bananas at Large who provided the guitar.
Alan.
Yeah, Alan, you're the best man. Ding, ding. No shame. So RadioAlice.com to check that out. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Kadango. Join Kadango at their fundraiser on September 28th as they recognize Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom as this year's superhero of early learning. Details and tickets available at kadango.org.
All right.
Here's what's happening.
.org.
I'd like to apologize in advance, as in an effort to look cool in front of Jane, I threw all my stuff under the desk, and I'm hoping for the best with this news break.
All right.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. We'll begin with the NFL.
Oh, all right.
I knew he'd have that for me. The NFL season starts tomorrow with the New England Patriots playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, all right.
5:30 game time. I imagine that'll be on at your house, Sarah.
I would assume so.
Seeing as how your husband is a trusted advisor to Bill Belichick.
Right. I mean, I don't know how they do the games without him.
Right.
So he's got to be there.
So football's back, everyone. I love hearing the ads for Halloween already. It's so nice. Isn't that great?
Uh-huh.
Yuzi has nothing to say. Okay.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I was sort of halfway. I was reading this article, and then I was listening to Hooman. I didn't even hear what you said.
Oh.
Oh, looks something like some people about football. Are up and up.
I know.
Up in the
line started ringing, so I was kind of listening to what he was saying.
I just wanted to read this because of the way it's worded.
Okay.
Angry Birds is among the most popular smartphone games ever. It has spawned a series of sequels, a line of toys and clothing, and a feature film. Now its owners want to cash in.
Now they want to?
Because you haven't already?
It seems
what
like
what are you talking about?
Right. What are they? I don't get it.
Rovio Entertainment, the company behind Angry Birds, is going public. They're going to launch an IPO, and they hope. I thought the game was
on its
well
way out,
past its
right.
prime, but all right. Good luck with that.
Sure. Seems like they should have gone public a few years ago.
I mean, I even played that game.
Yeah, me too.
For a minute there. So, according to a new survey, 61% of people say they've seen a coworker use the bathroom and not wash their hands.
Yeah. Yep. That's all you really need to say about that. Everyone, please, let's wash our hands when we're done with the bathroom. Just go ahead and do that.
Seems like that's basic courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
Raising a family's fun.
Uh-huh. Can be. Times that are fun sometimes, other times less fun.
Wallet Hub just released the results of a study that ranked the 150 biggest cities in the country from the best place to raise a family to the worst.
Oh, the worst too.
The best place to raise a family is Overland Park, Kansas, number one.
Really? What's so great about it?
Well, they ranked these based on 41 different factors, including playgrounds per capita, weather, the number of families with young children, schools, crime rates, housing prices, the cost of living. You know the stuff.
Yeah.
You looked at all this stuff as you were raising your kids. You don't even...
I looked at it and still couldn't move. I had this job here. So.
Right. No, I mean, as far as the things that you want to provide for your kids,
sure.
You know that Mill Valley had good schools.
Yep.
If they didn't, you would have moved. You know it.
That's true.
Absolutely. That's just... the deal, and you don't even think you'd be that person, and then you're that person.
Well, you want the best for your kids.
Right. Madison, Wisconsin came in at number two.
Oh.
Seattle came in at four. Fremont, California came in at five.
Oh.
Fremont.
Hey, Fremont. Oh. Nice.
Irvine, California came in at number nine.
Oh, Vinny.
That's where I grew up. And Lincoln, Nebraska came in at 10. San Bernardino is among the worst places to raise a kid.
Oh.
Smog's awesome.
No.
The absolute worst was Birmingham, Alabama, everybody.
Oh.
I don't know it. I've never been.
Yeah, me neither.
I've been through a lot of the states, but not Alabama.
I drove through it, but I don't know
that. Oh, was this on that hillbilly trip you took?
It was. Yeah. A lot of dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun- joints, a lot of churches with Confederate flags hanging on them. It was an eye-opening experience. Very lush, very green.
You liked it.
It was, I've been uglier places, but.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, yeah. And this is where I thought, oh, this song must be a joke. And turns out, no. On every station.
Sarah, how did cottage cheese get its name?
You know, that is a great question, Vinny. I like a little cottage cheese.
You do like cottage cheese?
Yeah. It's nice.
I've been known to take an apple and slice it up and dip it in some cottage cheese.
I like it with melon.
Healthy snack.
Sure. Delicious.
For the most part.
Oh, did they need? Did someone make it in a cottage? Is it?
So you do know.
I don't know. Oh, is it really from a cottage?
It was originally made in small country cottages using the milk that was left over from making butter.
Oh.
Cottage cheese.
So people would have that left over, and do you have any
Well, it does look like pretty busted cheese, and if you smell it, you're kind of like, ooh.
I know.
So
weird that it's quite tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, you love it too?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, though, take spoonfuls of it?
Sure.
I could.
Yeah. I can't.
I don't want to.
I
but
can't
I,
do it.
I could do that. When I was a kid, I just wouldn't. I look, took one look at it and went, well, I'm not
well,
eating
it's
that.
Clumpy cheese.
Yeah.
With kind of liquid in
what
there.
What do you got over there, curds and whey? No, thanks.
people were asked if they knew, and only 17% of Americans knew how cottage cheese got its name.
It kind of makes sense, though. Like, if, you know, people were churning butter on the regular at their cottage that they lived in, and then that was what everybody had left over.
Some of the guesses people made were it originated in Cottage England, and there is no place.
Oh.
It was named after its creator, Harold Cottage, which, no, again, just... Anyway, cottage cheese.
Right.
Made with leftover milk from the butter in small cottages.
What a strange thing.
How about a fast fact?
I would love a fast fact. That felt like a fast fact, Vinny.
Kelsey Grammer has been nominated for an Emmy for playing Frasier Crane in 3 different TV shows.
Oh, what's the third one?
Cheers.
Yeah.
Where the character started. Frasier, which was his spinoff, and Wings, when he made a 1-episode cameo.
Oh.
Oh.
Wings.
Huh. To like Wings.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't John Ritter's widow? Wasn't she the redhead on that?
Yes.
That's an interesting poll.
We actually talked about that a couple weeks
ago.
Yeah.
And Thomas Gibson was he was like the mechanic.
No.
It starred Tim Daly, Crystal Bernard, Stephen Weber. I don't know any of these people in every
Oh, Stephen Weber was like one of the pilots.
Yeah. Crystal Bernard was the main girl, though.
Yeah, the blonde girl, yeah. Helen.
Oh, Thomas Hayden Church from Sideways.
That's it. That's Thomas Hayden Church.
He was on there as Neil.
He was the
Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah, who is Monk.
Oh, right.
Started there.
Is the redhead Amy Yasbach?
Yes.
Yeah, that's her. John
that's
Ritter's.
John Ritter's ex?
No, not ex. Widow.
Widow?
Yeah. Oh, well. Same difference.
I mean, I guess
they're
not together
I wouldn't call
anymore.
It an ex.
Debbie Reynolds was in it too. That's Princess Leia's mom.
Oh.
You know that?
Nope.
Anyone know that? Anything?
I did not know that.
Okay.
And Frasier was on there once as himself, as his character.
5 nurses at Denver Health Medical Center were suspended for 3 weeks after they inappropriately viewed a deceased patient's body and talked about it publicly. Like, within the hospital.
Did he have, like, a big one or something?
He had a huge one.
I knew it.
And they were totally checking him out, not only while he
was disrespectful.
Incapacitated, but, like, still alive, but out, and then dead. They went back and viewed the thing.
Oh,
girls.
A tip to Denver 7 said the nurses disciplined admired the size of the deceased patient's man area and at one point opened the body bag to view it.
Oh.
What do you want to say, Sarah?
Multiple staff members viewed the victim while he was incapacitated, including after he was deceased.
Yeah, I want to start by saying that is wrong.
But then what do you really want to say?
Then sometimes things are like crazy, incredible, fascinating, and it's human nature to want to look. And maybe the guy didn't show it off a lot during his life and was kind of psyched that, you know, at least now that he's dead, people are checking it out.
They fired the nurses
really?
Or suspend the nurses?
They just suspended them.
Oh.
But I did preface the whole thing by saying it's totally wrong.
So if it were a dead lady and 5 guy nurses were like, oh my God, you're not going to believe the beauty she's sporting.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Like I said, it's wrong, but it is human nature to look at stuff. But it's wrong.
Am I wrong?
Okay. In guy's defense, I would like to say that most guys would say they're all beautiful, so just about every guy would be taking a look in that scenario. Right. We're not size queens, Sarah.
Oh, who said anything about that? Maybe his,
you
maybe
did. His you held just, your coffee mug up just now, and you
just,
were like,
"I just seen
oh!
it. I just seen how full it was." Just yeah, checking yeah, out how right. full it is. That's all. Yeah, sometimes things are remarkable, and you know.
Yeah, and they need to be enjoyed.
They need to be looked at.
Grief, disgusting.
Okay, it's me.
Researchers in Canada teamed up with researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and North Carolina. They had about 1,300 people answer questions about their work schedules, health, and well-being. And what they found is that working long hours, if you enjoy your job, can have positive effects on your health. Meaning that workaholic, you know,
yeah.
that loves his or her job, it's not as bad for him as you think.
Right. That it makes sense. If you're doing something that you want to be doing and you're totally jazzed and into it,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's when people are doing things that they don't want to do.
People who work long hours and didn't love their jobs ended up with a lot of health issues.
Oh.
But the people who love their work, it's not as bad of a thing as you might think. Here's the problem, though. As much as you love your job, are you having enough fun outside of your work?
Yeah.
Like, I really think you're never going to go back, like, be in your deathbed and think, I should have worked more.
No, that's true.
I wish I could have worked more, boy.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you were almost about to cure cancer... You're like, oh, if only I'd worked more. You know,
all right, maybe that person. Right. Everybody else is going to be thinking, man, I should have slept with more people. I should have had more fun.
Right. Eaten more cake.
Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever or whatever your favorite food is, you know.
Your favorite food is cake?
It's not.
It's the first thing you said, though.
I know, but that was a mistake. I should have eaten more lobster.
Lobster. Is that your favorite food?
Probably. It's all right up there. Kind of jealous. My parents are fleeing Florida. They're going to go up to Massachusetts and eat a bunch of lobster. Mm.
They're going to Massachusetts.
They are.
So they're not just jumping over to the next closest safe city. They're just going to go back to where they're from
they're
and visit
family.
Heading
north. And, yeah.
What are they going to do up there?
Eat lobster.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll eat a lot of lobster.
Bah pizza.
How long are they going to hang out up there?
As long as it takes. There's not just the one storm, but there's another storm right behind it. Irma and then Jose.
Mm.
And they're saying that it could just be.
Will they catch a Pats game while they're there, do you think?
I doubt it.
Oh.
I can't imagine that.
Your dad into the Pats?
He likes the Pats, but I wouldn't say he's into any sports team.
Oh.
He's really be into the Bruins.
Are they staying with family members or the hotel?
They are. They're staying with my Aunt Penny and Uncle Bob.
Hmm. Is there enough room for everyone?
Yeah, they have a nice big house.
Uncle Bob?
Uncle Bobby?
Yeah. Okay.
He's the fisherman.
Okay.
I've told you about him.
Are they close?
But that's not Drunkle.
No, Drunkle Peter will be there, though.
Oh,
they live
okay.
in the area, so Aunt Candy and Drunkle Peter.
How's Drunkle doing?
It's fine, I guess. Right. I haven't really heard an update.
800-400-3697. That's
asking.
Our text number.
Is this your mom's side or your dad's side?
My dad's side.
Okay. Here's a couple.
All right.
Dad used to have a calculator, and each number was a different note. I wasn't allowed to use it because I annoyed everyone playing Angel as a Centerfold on it.
Oh, my God.
Play it. Play it.
Angel is a Centerfold.
You know that song, Bryn?
I do not. Now I do.
It's a hit.
415 says, hey, Vinny, I got my Ancestry DNA test results, and it turns out I'm exactly what I've always been told. 59% Irish, 16% West European. Good luck with yours, Johnny in Oakland. Mm. Yeah, it's neat.
Yours was less English. Are you a little disappointed that you're not as English as you thought you were all of a sudden?
I had started to get excited about being English, trying to embrace my English, you know, roots.
You've got some English
barely
in you.
Barely any, though. Not nearly as much as my little brother. Ultimately, though, I just think it's fun. It was fun. I saw it. Now I'm over it.
Did you get your kid done and your woman?
The missus
well?
Got herself done, and we're waiting on those any minute now.
Oh, both of them?
No, we didn't get the kid done.
Oh, just her.
Just her. Just her mom. Just for now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to spit in a thing, and that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
The kid's like, nothing. Nothing. Even when she's brushing her teeth, nothing.
Uh-huh.
Goodness. It's just not a, you know, I don't know. Your kids big spitters at three?
I feel like I could have got some spit out of it. They're, you know, kids always have that kind of drooly, wet mouth.
You could definitely stick your finger under their tongue and get that sort of gland going, but I didn't. I was like, yes.
Just take. Could you take a swab and just swab around in there and put it in the?
No, you got to spit. You got to fill a little vial.
You have to fill the vial.
Oh yeah, you got to spit a bunch of spit in there, and then you put this blue goo in there, and it seals it up and gets it ready for transport. Oh. It's neat.
It is neat.
And then you see it and you go, "All right, I'm over it."
Did you get any information about like diseases and stuff too?
Or
you
but I think I would do that. You know how you said you didn't want to know?
I don't.
I think I would do. That's actually not through this company, 23andMe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the one that would
do
that.
Is that the one your brother did?
No, 23? He did the same one I just did.
Okay.
And I did that purposefully so we could compare them from the same company.
It's very surprising that you would be a different percentage coming from the same parents.
Well,
just interesting.
Different junk.
Yeah.
A different, you know, batch,
yeah,
so to speak.
Different egg, different sperm.
I'm currently pumping right now. Trust me, nipples aren't pretty.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're having a rough go of things, but they are. They're
It'll
really
snap
pretty.
Back into
Oh, good news for you, lady. They'll be pretty again soon.
707 says, Berkeley, what, what?
Go Bears.
Oh.
Why is it that women have to be naked to have equality? Can't men just be forced to wear shirts?
Yeah. Can't they? I could see a few less chests out there.
They go on about how nobody wants to see that.
Sometimes it looks pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. To say the female body is inherently sexual makes you part of the problem, and please don't police the female form. Thank you, says 650. All right.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if you pull your boobs out, I'm going to look and be naturally excited by that.
Yeah, we are human beings.
So you can say that that's me being a pig, but I am telling you that is purely natural. Mm-hmm. There is no effort involved there.
It's an effort to look away.
Right.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We have tickets for Florida Georgia Line. We'll do an update. I can't wait to hear where we're at with the bidding
Very
on the
exciting.
Carlos Santana thing, and we'll get the rest of the text.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.